The lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We all like getting things for free. BOGO. Buy one, get one free at Chipotle, for example. Sometimes we're too lazy to even use that free gift. Gift cards can sit around for years without ever being redeemed. We need to remember the determination of a little child. Children become fixated on what they want. They won't be tempted away by anything else. Their mind is set on their goal, even if it is something that is basically worthless. They will coax and beg their parents until they finally give in and take them to Burger King to get that silly cardboard crown. Flimsy and worthless as it really is, their mind is made up, and they kept that goal in sight until they got it. Like runners in a race, the goal was on their minds until they achieved it. Our goal is much better: heaven and the imperishable crown of eternal life. This crown is given free to us. It doesn't come to us with any price that we have to pay. And yet it came at the greatest price. When mankind sinned, God was facing a major dilemma. If he simply overlooked sin, he would not be righteous and true to his word that said, "In the day that you eat of the tree, you shall surely die." He would be powerless and unfair. On the other hand, if God simply let mankind die and be destroyed, the highest part of his creation that was made in his own image would be lost, and God would not be true to himself as a kind, loving, and gracious God. God found a way to save us and to be true to himself. He sent his Son to suffer and die in our place. Our crown of life cost Jesus his life. If we were to receive the crown that we deserve, it would be worse than a crown of thorns. It would bite into our skull and cause endless pain. It would hurt. It would bleed. It would be a crown of shame. Jesus wore that painful crown in our place, suffering the punishment that our sins deserved. But he did it so that we might have the imperishable crown, the crown of life. And so St. Paul urges us to keep running the race of trusting in God. He urges us to discipline ourselves in holiness, so that we are not sidetracked by continuing in sinfulness that would rob us of this gift. It's easy to be distracted, to lose sight of that gift awaiting us, to think of other things as being more exciting and more worthwhile. But nothing is more precious than to be with God and to wear his heavenly crown of eternal life that he has waiting for us as a free gift. It is the most valuable thing imaginable, the crown that we will wear in the presence of God himself for all eternity. And it is free, as we heard again and again this week in chapel, by grace, God's kindness, mercy, forgiveness of sins, through faith, which the Holy Spirit himself implants in our hearts through the word and baptism, not of ourselves, a gift of God, so that no one should boast. That crown of eternal life is yours, polished, shining, ready and waiting. It will not tarnish like brass or even silver. It's a crown of gold that will shine forever with the love and mercy of God. It is yours because you are a king and priest before God. As the Lord says through both Moses and Peter, you are a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, God's own special people. May the Lord bless and keep us in his grace, and through Christ grant each of us the crown of life. Amen.